Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the benefits of eating a plant-based diet. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Kristen Oye, dietetic intern at Mississippi State. So, Kristen, we are discussing a plant-based diet today and the many benefits that you can receive from it. Can you first explain what it means to eat a plant-based diet versus a normal diet?
To begin, I suggest to not think of it as a diet as much as it can be a lifestyle. Someone that lives eating plant-based will consume most or all of their meals from plant sources, and most people that eat minimal amounts of meat and dairy, eggs, and processed foods on this diet. A traditional diet would consume of meat, and the base of the meals would be animal-sourced foods such as fish, refined grains, eggs, and dairy products.
So I noticed that you said it's more of a lifestyle than a diet. What do you mean by this?
Whenever someone says diet, some people will get nervous and think that there are strict rules to follow or foods that you can never have. But if we call it a plant-based lifestyle, this leaves more of an open meaning, maybe letting people accept it more. If you take on a plant-based lifestyle, you can do it in various ways, either eating all of your meals from plant sources or just one or two meals a day based on plant sources. By calling it a plant-based lifestyle, someone that is new to the idea can take on this lifestyle with less intimidation and know that there is room to alter the plant-based meals to do something that fits best in their life.
I see what you mean. You are just encouraging people to eat more plant-based as a healthy way of life. What are some of the benefits received?
The goal is to see people eating less processed foods and more fruits and vegetables. It has been shown that many chronic diseases can in some ways be related to the high consumption of processed foods and also animal-sourced foods such as meat, oils, sugar, soda, salt, and refined grains. When we remove the major consumption of these foods, our body weight can be improved, blood sugar levels can be controlled, digestion is improved, and an increase of energy and mental health improvement.
You mentioned chronic diseases. What main chronic diseases are affected when you eat a plant-based diet lifestyle?
Some of the major chronic diseases all through the U.S. are heart diseases, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and studies have shown when consuming more plant-based foods, it can help to prevent or treat or reverse these major diseases. I read an article on heart health, Dr. Caldwell Elstenson, Jr., who is a heart surgeon, that is in full support of green leafy vegetable health. And he says the causes of heart disease are diabetes, high blood pressure, smoking, and maybe too much saturated fat. But when you really come down to it, food trumps them all. With that said, I think food as medicine is becoming more popular. Therefore, eating a plant-based diet can have major health benefits.
Wow, it's amazing how much the foods we eat can harm and help our bodies. I noticed that a big concern of eating plant-based is whether a person will get enough protein or whether there are enough protein sources in this diet. What information do you have about that?
I've also heard this concern, and it just takes a little nutrition education to fix. Some major protein sources that can be included in a plant-based lifestyle are whole grain noodles, quinoa, couscous, oats, tofu, beans, and legumes, peanut butter or any sort of nut butter, as well as nuts and seeds and many vegetables, a few including broccoli, avocado, and spinach. These protein sources vary in amounts. For example, you may think tofu will not have as much protein as chicken, but 4 ounces of chicken can provide 30 grams of protein, and tofu can provide 11 grams per half a cup, meaning that whenever we eat more tofu, we will get more protein. And speaking for myself, I know I would love to eat more food through any day.
Yes, that's true. And I also wouldn't mind being able to eat more in a day and be healthier while doing it. You have given some great insight to a plant-based lifestyle. Is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about?
If you're interested in a plant-based lifestyle, try it out. It can't hurt anyone. And you may love it and know that there are no rules you can modify to your lifestyle and you will see benefits in the long run.
Today we've been speaking with Kristen Oye, dietetic intern. I'm Amy Myers and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.